This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
This interview that Scaramucci gave to The New Yorker that's filled with expletives, trashing Steve Bannon, who has been carrying the conservative populist banner for years, loyal to this president, trashing Reince Priebus, who's been working really hard in the administration, regardless of what people say about how effective he is. That's just a study in contrast and also another example of an administration stepping on its good news and its message. And for a lot of my radio listeners, it's very frustrating.
Well, I think it is frustrating. I think, first of all, to distinguish the two, in the case of Sessions and the president, I think the president is very deeply pained by things like his son-in-law and his son being taken into a witch hunt, which is what it really
is. What it is, yeah.
And so I think in that sense you're seeing a man who is thrashing around because of the pain level. But you'll notice I think Sessions has taken it in a very mature way. I think Sessions is doing a great job at the Justice Department. Virtually every one of President Trump's major values at Justice are being implemented by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And my guess is... over the next 2 or 3 months, that'll all shake out,
yeah.
And we'll work out. Today's soap opera, yesterday's really, is unfortunate because, you know, Trump is trying to do a lot of really big things. And he's actually getting a lot of big things done. And the soap opera blocks you from seeing the big things. So there's this huge victory on deregulation, repealing 16 regulations for every new regulation. But how can you see it with this kind of a soap opera going on? They had a relatively good statement today about the tax cuts they want to move this fall, which are vital to the economy, which matter to every American. But, of course, it's totally drowned by the soap opera. And, you know, my advice would be, let's go back to remembering the White House should focus on actually solving real things, and people should work together and recognize that the primary opponents are outside the White House, they're not inside the White House.
It reminds me, when I was a kid growing up, again, you know, this is wisdom from my father, a World War II vet. He always said, look, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything. And so I embrace that. And the other thing that Newt Gingrich pointed out here, it's focus. What are you focused on? In any kind of business proposition with all these things that are coming in, this is all also part of the dynamic when you have somebody new coming in, you know, into the organization here. Is that person going to add or take away? And quite interesting that Scaramucci was talking about how, you know, Bannon or somebody else was trying to develop their brand and that sort of thing. You know, what I have often found is the very thing that somebody points out is the very thing that happens to be in their eye that is problematic. So, you know, those raise flags for me when somebody says that. So I go, okay, well, who is he talking about? Is he talking about Steve Bannon or is he self-indicting? And this is what happens time and again. And what I am growing to appreciate is people self-indict if you listen to what they say. And that's unfortunate, but I think that's a conversation that, you know, leadership, if they're on top of this and they appreciate this dynamic, they can offer some counsel to Scaramucci, because I think that he has something good to offer the administration, but he doesn't need to come in with his Fanner 50s blaring and start, you know, shooting the constituents, does he?
I don't know. I'm torn on him, because at one point, he, you know, when he first started, it was like, wow, this guy's going to be really good. And then he has the outburst yesterday.
Well, that's pure ego, Scott. That's well, pure. And for me, I have a hard time with that.
I think politics is pure ego.
Well,
I do. Anybody that wants to have say over so many people, that's ego.
Yeah. But that, to me, is messy. It's counterproductive, you know, to Newt Gingrich's point. You know, right now we're losing time in this administration. Every minute counts. There needs to be a sense of urgency and significance about every second on the time clock of this administration. If not, it's like they have all these great ideas, but then they ran out of time. I'm starting to hear the buzzer warning. You know what I'm telling you about? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casado.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And even including our previous interviews with the one and only Lolo girl. Yes, we're talking the Lucy girl herself, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Over 27 years now, she tells me, in the media. And she's infamous. You are infamous. How does it feel to be infamous?
No, I'm not either. Good grief.
Infamous. Well, I know. I know what happens.
Pre-death or after death?
I get come on. No. You are infamous, but I understand. Like you probably wonder of your infamy when you're sitting there having to deal with back to school. I mean, on top of everything else, you're moving. You got all the move done, and we got kids, on summer break. And you go, wait a minute, didn't the summer break just begin? And it just seems like the school cycle is coming back sooner than it did, at least when we were growing up.
Well, it did when we were growing up because we're old and we didn't have air conditioning, at least in Mississippi. So we didn't start school back till after Labor Day. Otherwise, kids would be roasted to their little death.
Yeah, exactly.
So now the kids are registering August 1st, they start back the 7th or 8th or 9th, one of those days. I don't even know yet. And I am so bummed about it. Channing's like, man, I've got to get up early again starting in a couple weeks. I'm like, oh, no. But, I mean, summer didn't even start till the end of May. So it's a whole 4 weeks less than what we had as kids.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Now, have you even thought about homeschooling at all? Has that been a consideration?
If you would have asked me a year ago, I would have gone, do I look like I'm growing, horns out of my head and fur on my teeth? There's no way. And we have actually considered it. And I think a lot of parents listening and grandparents and guardians will agree. It all comes down to the teacher.
Yes.
If they have a great relationship with their teacher, whether they're public, private Christian, homeschool, that is really key. Mm-hmm. And Channing had a wonderful experience when she was young. She was in school at 3, 4, 5, and 6, and we did kindergarten twice and just loved her teachers. And these were like private little church schools right down the street from our house. Mm-hmm. But she tried a wonderful private Christian school, but the teacher just didn't kind of gel. So we sent her to a public school, same type situation. And we had to teach her, look, you're not always going to get along with everybody. Your personality is not going to mesh with everybody else's. You take the high road, be the bigger person, find the quality people in your class, hang out with them and be nice to everybody. Mm-hmm. But she wanted to go to it's like a home/church school that the church we're attending has. Mm-hmm. And they go to the school at the church Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they're home Monday, Friday. But Robin said, well, since Knox has got to go to the same elementary school next year because he's deaf, but he has a cochlear, he said, honey, you need to go too. Mm-hmm. If maybe the next year we'll let you go to Journey. So to answer your question 20 minutes later, we are considering letting them do the part home, part church school next year. And it's a small group of people. And this is what you come down to. I don't want my kids not being exposed to people from all walks of life. I want them to learn to be able to believe in what they believe and express their opinions and love and love people of all race and creeds and different religious backgrounds. I firmly believe in that. However, I do want them to get as much Jesus as they can in school. Well, right. Growing up in Mississippi, and I don't know about you guys in California, we had school prayer. Our teachers prayed with us. Mm-hmm. Over the intercom every morning, they prayed over the whole school.
Right.
And you don't have that anymore, so I really would like to have that for them.
Exactly. Now, I hear you loud and clear, and I like the way homeschooling has developed. You know, we had Marissa and David in homeschooling, particularly Marissa in high school, and it was terrific. And but I think today with the networking, in fact, I was talking with Sam Sorbo, you know Sam.
Oh,
and,
yes, I do.
She's just written a great devotional book, you know, for this year for families and kids, and kind of helps them focus every week on two virtues. Spiritual Virtues, a really terrific book, and Teach from Love, I think, is the exact title. I could be off, but anyway, we were talking, and she's a homeschool advocate. And what I liked about what she has set up in her network is that, you know, she'll take a day, another parent will take another day, and they kind of rotate around, each bringing, you know, to the experience their expertise, you know, so it's not just, you know, one parent having to take care of 5 days of homeschooling. It's rotational. That's a clever idea. I like the way they're working this out.
And homeschool is not like the old days where you would say, oh, those kids are going to be weirdos. They're not going to know how to socialize. They're going to be like shut-ins. It's not that way anymore. And I've heard people talking about either going to private school or homeschool that I never thought would have said it in their lives because of how things have gotten so intense in school. I mean, public school, there's some great ones, but the teachers can't discipline. It's hard for them to maintain control of the classroom. I mean, I got paddling for talking. I know y'all find it hard to believe through, like, the eighth grade. Yeah. Eighth grade!
Robin still wants to paddle you, but that's a whole other deal.
Well, you like to grab that belt. That's like the quickest thing. I said, you're like Indiana Jones with that thing. So the belt versus the paddle with him. But you know what I'm saying? But my parents supported the teachers.
Yes.
The teacher went rogue, and, you know, sometimes you'll have these teachers that are really stern, really harsh. I mean, my parents would always listen to me and what I had to say, but generally, if I did something at school that I got in trouble for, I needed to be in trouble for it. And my parents said, look, you get in trouble at school, you get in trouble at home. But now, you know, teachers' hands are so tied, especially at the public level, that they really can't do a lot, and that's a hopeless feeling. A lot of teachers are having to go to private schools because they feel like that they don't have any recourse if a child's really problematic.
Right, exactly. Well, what was that one school here this past week that approved paddling, and they wanted to do this? That was, what was it, New York Post reported?
I don't even know about that.
Yeah, a school district approves paddling misbehaving students. Of course, this all has to be, you know, of course, approved by the family, but now, of course, this is a Texas school district. They've approved, you know, corporal punishment is what they would call it.
Well, do you think this could be precedent if it passes for other schools nationwide?
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, when I was in Catholic school, the nuns, boy, whoo. You know, they gave you the fear of God.
You got a little ruler on the knuckles.
Yeah. Well, they wanted me to do kindergarten one more time, and the nun said she was going to turn in her habit if they let me come back another year.
So you couldn't do kindergarten twice. That's really sad.
Exactly.
But I can see where she's coming from, knowing you. She'd be like, nope, I'm done. I'm retiring if you put him back through again. So there was only one kindergarten class. There wasn't more than one?
Yeah. I mean, you know, in Catholic school, you know, there was I guess, you know, you had a morning and afternoon. But, you know, I was just so equal opportunity. I just spread it out, you know.
from day one. Yeah, well, we start school so early. Like, I started first grade at 5.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. But back then, if you turned 6 anywhere before December 31st, you went. And I'm a September baby. And so here I am, 5 years old, where some of the boys have been held back for sports until they're 7.
Yes.
And so they're 2 years ahead, and it was a struggle for me starting that early.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You're going to school and the kids are shaving. I mean, you know, he's going, hey, this is kindergarten. What's going on?
This is kindergarten. You've already got a beard. Listen, it happens, I'm sure. We laugh.
No, exactly. I tell you, hey, it's all fun and games. Stay with us, America. We've got more from Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, the Lolo girl is with us. And it's
make sure
life
you stay today. Whatever you do, say something.
Yeah, exactly. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, having as much fun as the lettuce have. Bill Martinez here, Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us right now. And, of course, we're talking life with. But what a crazy week in politics. What is going on? I mean, the president is after Jeff Sessions, and conservatives not real happy about it. I don't like people being chastised in public. I never liked it. I don't, approve that kind of leadership. Of course, Scaramucci, even the vice president was surprisingly, but what is he going to say? He's got to somehow make you know, lemonade out of this mess here. But
and
look,
he's
you know,
trying, bless his heart. He's trying.
Yeah, I mean, you got a problem with somebody, just take them back to the woodshed and have a conversation. And at this point, I mean, we've already addressed it. You're kind of like, let it go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about it before. The guy's doing a job. I mean, he's been your number one ally there, and you're putting him through the ringer. And I got to tell you, like it or not, too many people just don't, they don't appreciate this, even though, you know, Mike Pence and Scaramucci and others would say, oh, well, at least you know where he's coming from. Well, okay, maybe I don't want to know that much where he's coming from.
Well, do you think that he's just starting to get so overwhelmed by everything that's been coming at him?
That's what I think. Ahead?
I've never seen a president put through anything like this man has been put through in the past 6-7 months.
Yeah, he's sharing the love.
A lot.
He's sharing the love with Jeff Sessions, no doubt.
He is sharing the love.
Yeah. But, you know, and that's what happened, unfortunately, is that Jeff Sessions kind of left the president's flank open. And he, you know, and understandably he resents it. But you know how guys are. You know, Robin and I could be in a tussle and you think, oh, my God, these guys are never going to reconcile this. I mean, you know, they're having a food fight here in the living room and everything. And then 2 minutes later, you know.
You're watching a football game together.
Yeah, we're having a good time, the whole deal.
Drinking
you know.
Some Coke and, yeah. Just,
yeah.
I was going to say some other things that men do, but I'm not going to say that.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Because we don't do that. Robin and I don't do. We have discipline and decorum. You know, those
are important
things.
Listen to this. Every night I go to bed and my kitchen is so clean because I can't go to bed with my house a mess. And I get the next morning, I'm like, what did you do all night? Because he doesn't need sleep. I'm like, did you make like a full meal after we had all gone to bed?
I know.
I mean, there's stuff out everywhere. So that's his prime time. It's like
that's
12 at night to 2 in the morning.
That's his therapy. So that you get up and you've got homemade biscuits and all that good stuff for you.
Well, sometimes he just cooks for himself, and I don't see any remnants, even a crumb anywhere.
Really?
But the days he does make extra, I'm glad. But, yeah, that's your time to just do whatever he wants to do. Nobody's nagging. Nobody's hanging. No kids from the rafters, nothing. And he just has a great time. But we were talking this morning about McCain and Lamar Alexander and the Republicans who really haven't supported the health care reform. And I'm just like, oh, my word. I mean, I'm just like, why does this happen? And Robin's theology is, well, I think that, you know, they're wanting to fit in up on the big hill versus looking out for the people. I mean, do you think that's true?
Well, first of all, one thing they should do, the president right away should unexonerate them from Obamacare. Get them out of that exemption. Let them feel the full force of Obamacare right now and be like the rest of his minions in mainstream America. What?
They have no idea.
No, they have no idea. So let's you get inside our zapatos for a while, and then you see how quick it gets fixed, number one. Number two is health care at a federal level. The founding fathers never saw this. This was not supposed to happen.
It wasn't intended.
It's
like
out of order.
Social Security and income tax and all that.
Yeah, it's out of order.
Initially pull us out of the Depression and then be kaput, and here we are, all these many decades later, still going
still
strong.
Depressed.
And
Yeah, and even
but
more
people
so.
People don't realize that sometimes.
Yeah,
they don't
because you got people that have been, you know, given this entitlement, as they say, you know, and as President Ronald Reagan said, you know, that's the closest thing to eternal life is, you know, a government program. And here it goes. And, you know, here we've got another opportunity for fraud and waste. And, you know, this health care system, Obamacare deal is just, you know, loaded with fraud and waste. And we can't even begin to address that because we're sitting there trying to fix it. And, you know, and the Democrats are complaining. I'm saying, look at your complaining the Republicans haven't done anything, but you had 7 years. This was your plan. What did you do to fit? What one thing, even one thing did you do to repair this disaster that you knew was coming down the way? But what you had hoped was going to happen was that people were going to get so fed up with this, Lauren, that they were going to throw their hands up in the air, put out the white flag of surrender and say, give me single payer or give me death. You know, just go ahead, because this is what they wanted from day one anyway.
But I don't even know that they've been willing to admit it hasn't worked, which is so aggravating for the rest of the world.
Well,
you know
Bill Clinton even called it a disaster. And now you got Chuck Schumer going, well, we got to quit blaming people. You know, it's really, you know, we need to be introspective about this. Well, hello and hallelujah. But meanwhile, you know, we've got a country to run. We've got people in real pain with real life problems that the government is not helping. But you're doing everything you can to obstruct the process here and make it more difficult for what? For the hopes of a 2018 midterm election
and a turnaround mm-hmm. that maybe you might be able to get the House, and hopefully,
right.
you know, come 2020, you bring Bernie Sanders back front and center, and you guys are off and rolling. You got control of the White House. Really?
Yeah, exactly. And for all of us, we need to be thinking about who we're voting for, because what I see happening over and over again is people are being voted into the Senate, to Congress, just because they've been there, just because
yes.
they know their name on the ballot. These are people who are making bad choices. Some of them are not even half conscious. I mean, I'm being funny, but some of them are so old, so ill, you know, and it's like we just keep putting them back. Well, if they're not keeping their word and they're not doing what they say they're going to do to represent your individual state, don't vote for them again.
I mean, exactly.
For heaven's sake, that keeps happening, and that's driving me batty.
Yeah, no, it is. It's we're you know, it's the epitome of insanity, you know. And you know, they keep voting in the same people, and they wonder why
they
have all this fraud and waste and everything
uh-huh.
else that's going on. Mm-hmm. And then they come on and get hysterical, like Maxine Waters. You know, let's impeach them. You know, we're going to impeach everybody. Okay, all right, fine. You know, so she doesn't even live in her own
okay,
district.
You don't even know your own birthday if you want to impeach the president.
Exactly.
She knows her own middle name half the time. We kind of watch the news, but like, what's she going to say today?
I know it is. If anything else, that's a reality show in and of itself. And it's like sometimes I can't bear to watch. It's just one of those train wrecks that you know is coming. And you know, and the thing about her is she doesn't disappoint.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, yeah. That's what they're wanting. That's what they get.
Exactly. Exactly. So the healthcare situation, a mess. Donald Trump is blaming Jeff Sessions. And then meanwhile, the Democrats, all of a sudden, you know, you talk about the chickens coming home to roost. You know, they want to do this big investigation and realize the very collusion that they are complaining about. Oh, it's in our own house. They got, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, IT guy, who's been paid millions of dollars, he and his family, which you wonder, wait a minute, this is rather suspicious. Why are we going to have some Pakistan handling, you know, high government information? And you know, he's got passwords and everything else at his beck and call. And, you know, he subleases his place. He gets out of there. He doesn't even bother to clean it up and leaves mm-hmm. behind for a former military guy to walk in and see all this busted up equipment. You know, the Democrats and hammers. I mean, I hear Trini Lopez, if I had a hammer. I you know.
Do
you remember Trini Lopez, if I had a hammer?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
oh
I do.
Yeah. So that's the Democrats. I mean, it's kind of like, hey, if you're going to be a Democrat, you get a hammer and you get bleach bit. You know, it just comes with the decoder ring and the special handshake, I guess.
Well, can I bring up something else that's a little bit along those lines, but mm-hmm. a little bit off topic, but kind of sort of what you're talking about?
Okay, we got about a minute and a half left, so I'm going to give you the last minute, so go ahead.
Okay, so I think that we just have to really get behind what our heart says and what our soul says and our spirit says with what we need to do about standing up for what's right in our country. And this might seem like a little dumb small thing to you all, but I really have always liked People Magazine. But I just like the interest stories. I think it's just, you know, I love reading it about home interiors and stuff too, but there's a lot of Christians and people in media especially that like People Magazine. Do you read People Magazine?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I am so worn out with them being so left-wing. They put this big trash piece on the front cover this past week of Donald Trump and his family, and they sing praises about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And so I'd already said something to them, and I've taken the magazine for 2 decades plus. Mm-hmm. And I called them and said, I have had it, I'm done. And the girl that answered said, we've gotten a lot of calls. She said, I said, well, it's just disrespectful. Y'all are turning into the National Enquirer, the Sun, the Star. Y'all are just in there with the rest of them. Then I took the magazine, sent it to the editor-in-chief, and said, do not send this trash to my house anymore, former customer, Lauren
wow.
Stewart. You know, and I mean, it's a small thing, but yet, when are we going to start standing up at
that
level and then at the greater level with how we vote and quit, you know, bellying?
That's the end of that story. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, Lolo Girl, with us. Thank you, Lolo. Say goodnight.
Goodnight. I got off my soapbox. Have a great weekend.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in
the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates plus that we have, including Red State Talk Radio, we thank them for carrying us live every day. Also for carrying our electronic billboard on 42nd Street. Hey, I'm Broadway Bill now. I'm not kidding. You know, right next to Dave and Buster's, and we appreciate that relationship and association as well. And, of course, around the world via shortwave. Hey, we're going to talk about turning grief into greatness with Jeff Kemp. Jeff is, the Kemp, you know the Kemp name, quarterback in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the 49ers, Seahawks, and the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterback in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, and prayer breakfasts. He is the vice president of Family Life, focusing on networking and speaking on how to strengthen families. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to imagine. I mean, here it is, spring camp time. I mean, some of the bones, every once in a while, they kind of, you know, almost aching to get back in the mix every once in a while about this time of year.
Well, I bent over to put my socks on today, and my hip was aching, so I don't know if it was aching to get back on the field, because some of those hits and wear and tear are showing up on this older body.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I love football.
Yeah, exactly.
I love seeing them reporting to camp, and the cool thing about it is it's not scripted. You don't know what's going to happen. A great team could have injuries and not make it. A team with a bunch of superstars could have a bunch of egos and not gel. A team that has an amazing spirit of sacrifice and commitment and dedication to one another can rise and win a Super Bowl. So it'd be fun to see.
Well, that's what I love to see all the time is team. You know, when these guys come together, I mean, you talk about the ultimate reality television, is you see how these guys are able to, you know, come together, like you say, for the cause of the team, not individual identity. And you see time and time again where the team, the true teams and all that that represents, the togetherness, the unified spirit of a single mission makes them almost indomitable, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's hard to do that year in after year in and year out. They're paid so much, and the notoriety and fame is so much. It's hard to keep in check the self-centered pride that is kind of our human problem.
Right.
And that's where fabulous coaching and great organizations find a way to paint the picture that, you know what, we do so much better individually when we do better as a group. So, yeah. You know, submit yourself, work your tail off, sacrifice. Shut down the stupidity for the sake of the team.
Yes.
And you can get to the Super Bowl that way.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, it's that ego, that three-letter word that is so powerful that can get in the way of a unified spirit. Hey, Jeff, I want to talk to you about your one of your latest articles and messages that you sent out, From Quadriplegic to Mega Encourager. What a great story this is.
Yeah, the story is that, and it's on the video on Facebook, theblitz.com this week, but about 55 years ago, say 40 years ago or so, Johnny Erickson Tata, her name was Johnny Erickson back then. Mm-hmm. She ended up marrying a football coach by the name of Ken Tata, but she was an energetic, athletic, beautiful, athletic young lady, and she was at the ocean, dove into the water, the wave hit her wrong, and her head hit the bottom of the ocean. It broke her neck. She became a paraplegic, a quadriplegic, and was in a wheelchair. Has been now for 40 years, which many people don't live that long, but she has thrived for 40 years. And I think there were about a year or two of brutal grief and depression and anger, frustration. God, why did you let this happen? Like any teenager would probably ask. But she turned a corner, and it was a bigger picture of God's purpose in the world for her that brought her through it. And she got a purpose to become an encourager to others, that nothing should hold us back. She started becoming an artist. She's always been a singer. She developed those skills. She built a ministry called Johnny and Friends, and for years has been speaking, encouraging, training, counseling, running camps for people with disabilities, saying that, you know, we're not defined by what we don't have. We're defined by the God we do have and what we can do to encourage others.
Exactly.
Which is what Johnny's done, yeah.
Yeah, she's the ultimate servant. You know, we're honored to see her just about every year here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And she goes about the convention, her and Ken, you know, the epitome of love, you know, just going around and just caring for people. And you think, wow, I mean, here is a woman that you might see on the surface and think she is so lacking, but she just demonstrates time and again that she has so much to give. And you talk about the mega encourager that she is. Oh, my goodness. One special woman.
Yeah, it made me think of a couple passages in the Bible. One of them is, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is evil in the world. There is an enemy. Satan is the enemy of God and all good things. Your spouse isn't your enemy. Your teenager acting like a dumb idiot isn't the enemy. Your boss who fires you isn't the enemy. The other political party isn't the enemy. The enemy is the one who created lies and deception and selfishness and division and has caused cancer and rebellion and all the problems in this world. But don't be overcome by that evil. Overcome it with the transcending good of a God who can heal and forgive all things, can bring beauty out of pain. And the other verse is, all things work together for God's good and our good.
Right.
For those who love God and who are called according to his greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge. Many times we get shrunk into one little purpose. Jeff Kemp, how can I be happy? How can I be a success? What can make my life happy? That small purpose actually works against me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have God's purpose, which is to accept his love and show it to others, then it turns out much better in my life. So that way we can overcome evil with good. We can overcome the bad with positives the way Johnny Erickson, Todd, and her husband Ken have for so many years.
And, Jeff, as you point out, that's where the rubber meets the road, you know, for those of us who have lived this out and have experienced that very verse. The times when we made it about us, very frustrating. I mean, it's like we're trying to fight the wind, like the book of Ecclesiastes talks about. You know, we're just fighting an uphill stream. It doesn't work. We're not in the flow. There's no peace. We're restive. And we're not fun to be around. But those times where we, you know, we focus on God and let God be God through us, boy, it's there. And you know, and then you find yourself in those moments like Paul, the very things that I don't want to do, I do, that which I, you know, I mean, we're just, you know, turned upside down. But such is life on this earth and this plane, this side of eternity without, you know, without God all the time, right?
Yeah. I have a friend who told me she had a lot of fears in life. One of them was a fear of losing her marriage and losing her family. And she didn't quite have a faith in God that was so big that he could carry her through anything. And eventually her marriage did end. Mm. And she was a divorced single mom. And it drove her to a deeper trust and relationship with God out of desperation. And I remember telling me afterwards, I never would have wanted this, but I've discovered I can handle being divorced. I can handle being single. God is big enough.
Mm.
Now, he doesn't want us to have to go through pain to discover
right.
that, but I guarantee you the enemy of our soul has created enough pain in this world that you'll get to go through some of it, but it'll probably be the thing that drives you closer to God rather than success and ease and comfort and vacations. Those things don't automatically drive us closer to God in humility.
You know, so, without a doubt. Yeah, as you say, in going deep, Jeff, please remember that God is not our enemy. He is not our enemy, is he?
No. God is not our enemy, nor is your spouse, nor are the other people around you. If you focus on someone else as the source of your problems, you've given up power to change. And if you focus on yourself as the source of your problems in the sense that I'm no good, I don't qualify, you know, God can't forgive me, I'm shameful, then Satan has trapped you.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. You know, God is the source of the solution. And just admitting, I need you, God, is the way we find that solution.
Well, we got to leave it right there to pause and for you to consider a Salem moment. Compliments of Jeff Kemp. Thank you, Jeff.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help off offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 15 minutes before the top of the hour, regardless how you want to look at it. That's the way time works. It just keeps on moving along. We've got the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute, the one, the only, George Barna with us. He's filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. George, you know, with your political background and all, and you see what's happening on the Beltway, boy, if that doesn't bring you to the to your knees, I don't know what else it's going to take. Do you?
No, it's really true. And, you know, when Mr. Trump was talking about draining the swamp, I thought it was an interesting expression. But the more and more we get into his term, you can see just how deep that swamp is.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, initially when people heard the swamp, they thought they meant the other guys. They didn't realize that some of the guys they were supported were part of the swamp as well. I mean, it's you talk about something that's bipartisan in D.C., dare I would say, it is the swamp itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. It's one of those things where you never know who your friends are, or even if you have any friends. So it's... It almost comes across as every person for themselves, and that's a little disconcerting when you're supposed to be a family of people that's, you know, wound together as a nation moving in the same direction. I think, you know, to me, it just shows once again how long it's been since we've really had a leader whose vision we can coalesce behind.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly haven't done that with Mr. Trump. We didn't do it with Mr. Obama. It's been a long time since people all rallied together and said, yep, that's it. And sometimes maybe it takes a tragic event like September 11th.
9/11, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you hate to see that or hear that, but boy, that's what I'm seeing here.
Well, kind of amazing, as you say, after the election last year, Donald Trump clearly saw something that 17 other Republicans didn't see. The establishment Republican Guard did not see. Forget about the Democrats. I mean, they were so far into the woods, they couldn't see the forest through the trees, and they're still in denial over it. And dare I say, the establishment Republicans are in denial about it, because instead of coming alongside, you know, what Donald Trump has seen, certainly he is not, I mean, he's only human, so with Donald Trump comes all the human failings, and we're seeing those because he lives his life loud and proud in 144 characters as well, in case you missed it. You know, come alongside, let's do something where we can be united together on. And understand that so much of America was saying, hey, look, we're not being represented, and so much so that they really turned the establishment up on its head, didn't they?
They really did. And now I think, you know, just as everybody's eyes were on the campaign for maybe 18 or 19 months, mm-hmm. while we were trying to figure out, okay, who are going to be the nominees and who's going to win the election? Well, I think now we've got to, instead of looking at the candidates, we've got to look at ourselves.
Exactly.
And say that each of us have a responsibility in trying to make this whole enterprise work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's worked for 240-some years. Now we've got to take a reflective look at ourselves and think about, okay, well, I guess in a republic like this, I do have a personal responsibility. It's time that each of us does our part in that, rather than just complain, rather mm-hmm. than simply be selfish, to recognize, yeah, I mean, it's a give-and-take process. What am I going to give? What am I going to take? Let's figure all that out. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's undeniable. I mean, look what our founding fathers put together, this document called the Constitution. It said, we the people. It put us in charge, which means we have to take the self-responsibility, to your point, George. And if we're not doing that, we're out of order, and then everything else, all the dominoes fall, and we have a ruling class of people who is out of order. I mean, to the point right now that they think they're the ones to solve the health care issue. They're not the answer to this. We are the answer, and we're looking to them, you know, for the answer. And I think, you know, as my dad would say, it's the wrong tool for the, you know, the wrong job. It's not a fit here. We got a round peg in a square hole. This is why this is not working.
And I think partly, too, it comes back to this whole notion of what does it mean to lead?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Americans have gotten really good at criticizing. I'm not sure that we've become so adept at figuring out how do we get a sense of the future in mind, how do we get a strategic plan that will help us to get there, and then what are we willing to invest in that process personally to help bring people along for the good of everyone.
Exactly.
We can't just be a nation of 344 million people who are pursuing their personal self-interest. If this is going to work, if America, the America that we all claim we want, is going to continue, then we have to look back at the foundations of the country and recognize that it's built on the principle of a willingness to sacrifice what may be the absolute best thing for me personally in a situation to take something that's good or even maybe just, quote unquote, acceptable in a situation. And say, but this is really what's best for the nation. I can adapt, I can give, and it's for the better.
Well, and certainly in great contrast to your statement, George, which is exactly right, that's what promotes this great American experiment and allows it to be turned over to the next generation and kind of gives them a motivating push forward to take it to the next level. But if we're so focused on ourselves and partisan like we are right now, we are a divided nation. It just doesn't work. It is an absolute, it's like chalk in the, you know, hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. All I hear is screeches all over this culture right now.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, you mentioned something related to generations too, because as I look at the data of all the studies that we're continually doing, one of the things that I'm finding is that we've essentially got three different generational segments, if you will. And they're not split perfectly, but based on age, we've always had differences, but we've always had ways of overcoming those differences amicably so that we could remain an effective republic.
Mm-hmm.
But what we seem to have today is three generations that are essentially deaf. And so there's not much conversation going on. There's very little listening that's happening. And as a consequence, without that kind of loving conversation, that kind of communication, that's so vital, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a parent-child relationship, whether it's friend-to-friend, well, it's got to be that same kind of thing for citizen-to-citizen. And I know some people may be listening or thinking, yeah, but the other side is wrong. Well, that may be the case. But I mean, still, we've got to look at this as, you know what, we are a family, the family of America. And at some point, we've got to be able to sit down and look each other in the eye and say, you know what, let's work together to figure this out. We can do this. Mm-hmm. It's been done before. We're not breaking new ground here. We're simply following the footsteps of giants. They showed us how to do it.
Exactly.
We can do it too.
Yeah, the prayer of St. Francis comes screaming at me all the time when I find myself at this crossroads. And that is, you know, something that keeps recurring in my mind. And that is that we pray to understand more than to be understood.
you know, to your point here. George, I want to talk about your column, Faith Minimally Affects the Death Penalty Views. Break that down for us. We've got about 3 minutes left here.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of a larger study that we're releasing in pieces. We're looking at this idea of, does America have a culture of life?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really committed to embracing life, to recognizing how important life is? And so in this first part of the study, we were looking at views about the death penalty. And what we found is that even though Americans support the death penalty by a 3-to-1 ratio,
mm-hmm.
by and large, people don't really think about it. They don't know much about it. They don't have strong feelings about it. They're not going to the Bible. They're not going back to the Lord to try to figure out, what should I be thinking about this? And it's an interesting issue for Christians, because it's one of those where you could make an argument out of Scripture for either side of the issue. We should have
exactly.
had it, you know, based on, you know, well, the Ten Commandments say you shall not murder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's the whole eye for an eye kind of argument.
Well, even the Pope has been dealing with this issue, George, and Benedict, Pope Benedict, when he was still, you know, before he was Pope, said, hey, it's okay if you disagree with the Pope on this issue of the death penalty, right?
Absolutely. And so I think maybe one of the key things that we take out of a study like this is when we don't know, we can't go just based on feelings. We really have to dig into the Scriptures. We have to be able to communicate with others and say, what are you thinking about this? What do you see? You know, how does this work in your mind? Because ultimately it is an issue that becomes part of a larger perspective on life that we call the worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think one of the messages to us here is, once again, churches have this tremendous opportunity at this point in history, because we've got a nation of people who don't think biblically, and they admit they don't know how to think biblically.
Exactly.
And so even to take an issue like this and put it on the table and say, wow, here's a tough one. Let's dig in on this together, and let's figure out what we think the Lord would have us do.
Right, and then you're not even talking about, of course, the bigger controversy about it has to do with process and lethal injection as to what chemicals are used, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a big deal, too. I mean, people don't realize that, you know, there have been death sentences and executions in the country for more than 300 years, and we've executed more than 16,000 people. So, I mean, this is not just a small issue. This year we'll probably have, quote-unquote, only 20-something, you know, death by death penalty. But that's a big deal. Every death matters to God. Every life matters to God.
Exactly.
And so it should matter to us. And we've got to think very carefully about it.
Yeah, and the other issue, too, is we see what's happening across the pond in the U.K. regarding Charlie Gard. And life and death here for this young boy, which the government has said, we're not going to do any experimentation whatsoever. In fact, we're going to have, at this point, even minimal contact for the parents with this child. Wow. What is going on with our worldview here, right?
That's absolutely the question, yeah. I mean, what does it take for us to get it on the table and talk about it?
Amen.
I think we've got the examples now. We've got to put in the time and the effort.
He is the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, where can they go to be in touch with you?
Culturefaith.com will show them all the research we're doing.
The one and only George Barna on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to